Weekends always start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And what better way to kick off tonight's program than getting you ready for the start of the college football season? The SEC is looking to reclaim its football dominance after a two-year title drought. And one team in particular that is committed to making that happen is the Florida Gators. They fired Will Muschamp. They brought in the offensive-minded, the former head coach at the Colorado State. That is Jim McElwain. And we're certainly anxious to see if Jim will get the Gators back to being a title contender. And if he is, ultimately, if he's the right guy to make that happen. Always the right guy to talk Florida Gators football. That, of course, is Buddy Martin. He is a columnist anchor of Southern Pigskin Tonight. You can check him out at buddymartinmedia.com and also listen to him on WOCA.com. Good evening, Buddy. It's so nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
This is so good to talk to you again. It's been a while. I always look forward to talking sports. One of my favorite show hosts.
Oh, thank you so much, buddy. It's good to hear your voice. And a big season has finally arrived. Of course, let's remind all the listeners across the country. In 2014, the Gators, they had a disappointing season, 7-5, 4-4 in the SEC. And tell me this. I mean, what are the expectations coming into this year?
Well, Gator fans always have expectations. Many fans and many fan bases are delusional. I think maybe Gator fans are not quite as delusional as maybe some other folks around the SEC and the ACC. Mm-hmm. But I think that there is expectations of this team being at least competitive. And the one thing that they want is they want to see the ball move up and down the field. And the one thing that Jim McElwain brings and did at Colorado State and did at Alabama, where he was the offensive coordinator for Nick Saban, is he moved the football and moved the change. So McElwain is bringing in his offense. We don't yet know what it is. We don't know what we call it yet, but he likes to throw the ball deep. And now he's got to find a quarterback, something, by the way, that nobody seems to be able to do these days in the ACC and the SEC. That is naming a starting quarterback.
Hey, Buddy Martin with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We would love for you to chime in. We're interactive. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com as we zero in on the SEC, the Florida Gators. And what are some of the biggest question marks that head coach Jim McElwain has had to address? You were talking about offensively naming the quarterback.
That seems to be something that a lot of coaches are doing these days for reasons that we're not sure. We think it's because of the transfers. You have a new element involved now. So many quarterbacks can transfer. And we think also, as we said on our program, Southern Pigskin Tonight, that coaches are waiting later because they don't want to name the starter too soon because players can transfer before the season starts.
Ah, okay.
And so they're waiting to the last minute, and that's why a good half of people have not. Now, we know that there are two quarterbacks in contention, and we think we know who the starter is going to be, but he hasn't been named. And Will Grier is likely to be the guy. He's a 6'3" redshirt freshman who comes with lots of promise, a guy that was a high draft pick among the recruiting services. And gave him a lot of stars. But behind him is a guy who had some success at quarterback and played the last six games, had a 4-2 record. Granted, there were some weaker opponents that time. Treon Harris, who's a true sophomore. So Treon Harris and Will Grier are battling it out right now. And he hasn't told us who's leading the Derby, but we have a feeling it's going to be Will Grier.
You know, buddy, you're a legendary sports columnist. Give us your perspective. I mean, what's your gut tell you? I mean, who is your favorite?
Well, I look at the schedule, and there's a few games on the road that are not exactly easy. You know, like you're talking about when you have to go to places like Columbia, Missouri, you know, and Columbia, South Carolina, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, a quarterback with no experience going to those places is difficult. I asked McElwain a couple of weeks ago, how much does experience count? Because Treon has it, Will Grier does not have it. And he said, well, experience depends on what kind of experience you're talking about. You're talking about experience in the game or experience in the new system we're operating. He seemed to be hedging his bet a little bit, which tells me he's probably looking at Will Grier as the potential starter. But I do think that even though if he didn't start right away, I think Treon Harris will get some playing time, if nothing more than a relief pitcher. We have a young quarterback who has to face a difficult SEC schedule. So I do think that's going to be the case.
Will Grier, I mean, does he have the tools to execute, like, say, a pro-style and up-tempo offense?
He does. He does. He's a drop-back quarterback. Treon's more of a rollout quarterback. Treon can make first downs with his feet. Will Grier is not a runner. He's more of your pure drop back throw kind of guy. If you look at Doug Nussmeier, who's the offensive coordinator here now, and had a real good record when he was with in Alabama, they like the drop back, the pure drop back quarterbacks. Notably, when Jim McElwain was at Alabama, they were so successful. Guy Greg McElroy was the quarterback, and he did quite well throwing the football and staying in the pocket. And they're teaching their quarterbacks to work out of the pocket now. So I think that's the challenge ahead. You know, certainly they have to play some defense. Their defense is quite good. They got some terrific players, including Vernon Hargraves, who's the All-American quarterback. They got some injuries in the linebacker situation with Antonio Morrison, one of their leaders, but he might be back here in a couple of weeks. They've got a really good front seven and back four. So they're in good shape on defense. They've got to be able to run the football, which they think they can. They've moved Brandon Powell from running back to a slot receiver. They've got a couple of decent-looking wide receivers. So we'll see. It's just too early to know yet. This team, most people feel like this is a team, and Las Vegas has them, by the way, at 7.5 wins, which is where they sit right now. And I can't make up my mind if that's too much or too little. At this point in time, since we don't know a lot of things, I would probably go with 7 wins if they catch a little lightning in a bottle and the quarterback position is solidified and injuries don't take a toll on them. They got a shot, maybe. But right now, I think 7 is about where they need to be. And I think their terrific wide receiver, DeMarcus Robinson, is a guy you'll hear about a lot. If they can get the ball to guys like Robinson, I think this team will move the football. And by the way, that's what Gator fans want to see. They want to see the ball move.
You know, it's one thing to execute things offensively, but what about the leadership of Will Grier? I mean, his ability to elevate play and the people around him. I mean, are guys responding to him?
Well, that's an excellent question. That precisely speaks to what we talk with McElwain about. And, in fact, I've taken a little poll lately among some of the top quarterback whisperers, as I call them, guys who have been very successful as coaches who coach quarterbacks. And certainly you have to say McElwain has a track record, but so does Jimbo Fisher. His last two quarterbacks have gone in the first round of the draft. And so does Steve Spurrier, who's been successful. And I just had a curiosity ask him about some of the traits.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things that McElwain said is the it factor, how he commands the huddle and how players respond to him. That is such a key thing around him. He's got to have players. He's got to lead. The ultimate leader and warrior was Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's gone. He's not coming back. But that kind of drive, that kind of charisma, what McElwain calls the it factor, it all plays into this. And it does seem that Will Grier has a little bit of that. By the way, his brother, Nash Grier, if you've never heard of him, no, he's not a football player. He's a musical star, and he came off of YouTube at 14 years old and became a huge hit. Now in L.A. pursuing show business, and I asked Will if his brother has the it factor. He said, definitely he does have the it factor. So at least it's in the genes. I don't know how much of it Will got. So I think the it factor. The other thing is that Spurrier said, his answer surprised me most of all. And I said, what's the number one thing? As you know, I'm working on a book with Steve. He said to me, people talk about throwing the ball, you know, leadership, whatever. He said, to me, it's courage. You've got to have courage to go and stand in that pocket and the courage to make the right choices and the good decisions. I thought that was a very interesting answer. Then I asked Jimbo Fisher the same question. You know, what does it take? And he said, really, all of the above. He said, it takes all those things, really. And he wouldn't want to say that it was one in particular. So it's interesting to see what these coaches are identifying in these quarterbacks and who's going to do what. And we'll see when they get on the field. But again, without question, as you said, it's how the players respond to him.
Columnist and anchor with Southern Pigskin tonight, Buddy Martin is with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We are up against our very first commercial break. You want to stick with us as we're going to continue our conversation talking about the Florida Gators.